Bush and Ritchie here with your Daily Takeaway podcast. Can we just talk very quickly about teenagers, seeing as we're coming off the back of half term?
Yeah.
So I've got a 16-year-old. What are the ages of your two? Not even teenagers now, are they?
No,
elders two?
I remember they're 23 and 20. Yeah.
Wow. It's crazy. So my eldest, Erin, has been with us all week or whatever, and she's been doing her cooking. She sorts her own food out and everything because she likes cooking for herself, etc. But all the stuff she makes in the week, incredibly healthy. Incredible. So she'll have like fresh yogurt, and she makes salads and does couscous, and she was boiling tender stem broccoli the other morning.
Wow.
And steaming an egg. She was steaming an egg in the morning when I was coming down making her younger sister some cereal. And it's got me thinking about when I was that age, I didn't go anywhere near healthy food. When I was 16, I never went anywhere near healthy food. And my entire life was focused around trying to get access to unhealthy food.
I know we're having a conversation here. The headline was teenagers.
Teenagers.
I think we can, I think in my experience, we can end that there. Uh-huh. And what you need to do is pat yourself on the back for some incredible parenting.
Thank you.
Because one of the biggest fallouts that my eldest son has had with his stepmum is the day that she banned instant noodles from our house because that is all that he cooked, and
really?
She can't stand the can't stand the smell of it.
Wow.
I happen to know there's been various other homes that boy visits regularly where his instant noodle fetish has also been banned.
So do you think it's a lad thing? Could it be lads? Because I've been very impressed with Erin and how healthy she eats. It really puts me to shame. Do you know what I mean? So I don't know whether it's just a boy thing. I don't know.
I think that's a fair comment. It's a fair comment. I mean, I've got a very poor sample size at the moment.
Well, listen, if you're listening to this and you've got a teenager, what are they eating? What kind of stuff are they eating? Because I don't know. I feel like I'm kind of eating from the 1970s.
I think it could be a boy thing because Caitlin eats a lot of Korean sort of like stuff.
Yeah.
And that's just all like ricey things. I've seen like rice in like a green big leaf as a plate or stuff.
Well, Erin offered to make me dinner during the week in half term, which is lovely of her. I really appreciate it. But it was a finely diced cucumber, red, like, chili bean salad thing next to 4 or 5 quarters of sweet potato that she'd air fried to within an inch of its life, and then some sliced up beetroot. And I felt like I was an outpatient, but I didn't want to say anything to her.
It's the thought that counts.
It really is.
Bush and Ritchie's Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Ritchie's Daily Takeaway.
Absolute Radio.
You know what? We're going to do this right at the start of the show of the brand new week of home time. Minor Monday moan. I don't know how you're feeling right now. I feel quite fallen apart, quite tired. I feel like February, it just won't end. A lot of people moan about January going on for ages. The real culprit is February. It's just want to put a bullet in it and get rid of it.
It promises so much because it's a shorter month, but it doesn't deliver.
It's not only not delivered, it's just rained non-stop as well.
Yep.
Hands up right now if you're listening to this and it looked like it's going to be fine, but you've gone into town and got soaked. That's what's going on. There's a little Monday moan. So look, if you've got a little thing you want to get off your chest, I think it helps overall with your demeanour to come and share it with the Home Time family. It's 8:12:15.
I've got a minor Monday moan.
Please do.
My minor Monday moan is this. Obviously, we're coming off the back of half term for many of school age last week.
Oh, yeah.
So the Monday after, you're probably thinking, oh, great, fantastic, everything's slowly back to normal. Teacher training day today.
Whoa, that is we had
a teacher training day today. That felt like a kick where it hurts.
That is the equivalent of someone who ends up coming into work and then booking all their holiday just the other side of bank holidays before anyone else can get their holiday in.
The only excuse I can come up with is the head teacher looking at the Premier League fixture list and thinking, I'll give those young Spurs lads the day off the next day. They won't want to come in.
What was it, 11 minutes until you mentioned that? Fair enough. You've been in there kicking Ben in the what-sits beforehand.
That's it, I won't say another word.
That's it, he's done and dusted. For me, my mind the Monday moan is to do with something that I'm wearing right now. I've got a brand new T-shirt.
It's nice.
Thank you very much. It's a Japanese LA Dodgers shirt. Bit of a baseball fan, like, you know, the different emblems and stuff that they've got, which is great. And it arrived over the weekend. Put it on this morning to wear it for the first time. And this is a modern thing you get now with clothing. The label in the back of it is like a credit card. It's so thick. And the problem is, if I cut the label out, Katie has a go at me saying, well, I don't know what the temperature is you're supposed to wash it for.
Surely everything's 30 these days.
I don't know. I've been in trouble at home on a number of occasions for removing the, because I can't bear a label. Whether it's on the side, you know, the ones where sometimes you get like, it's like the equivalent of a checkbook of labels. What is with that?
Empower you to cut that label out.
Yeah.
That's 30 degree and wash inside out. It's easy.
If I turn up next week with this and it looks like a boob tube, it's your fault. So look, get it off your chest. No, I'm not talking about my shirt.
Oh. 24 dates have been rejected for annual leave, so I'm now having to go with dates that are convenient to my employer rather than me, says this anonymous text.
Sounds like a wind-up. Martin says, minor Monday moan, Alexa and the BBC weather app telling me that no, it won't rain today, puts some laundry out on the line, and it started raining.
That's a wind-up.
And he used worse language than that as well.
I'm feeling for Sue in Woodford. She's been on a caravan holiday at half-term, did all the driving, needed to stay sharp with a full car, including mum, mother-in-law, sister, niece, and daughter.
Oh, wow.
She said, we had a great time, but as soon as I've walked through the front door and relaxed, I've started to feel ill. I've slept most of the day.
Weren't you saying over the weekend you felt quite woozy and sleepy?
I've been washed out over the weekend. Sue, my message to you, there's a lot of it going around.
If you've been woozy and sleepy, 8, 12, 15, tell us about it. Chris Mitchell's been on. He says he's only gone and bought the wrong coloured sideboard.
Oh, come on, Chris.
Shop says it needs to be returned packed exactly the same way. He's used some bad words, but he's kind of saying it's like playing Tetris.
Do you know what? There's a lot of returning going on today. Tracy says, I've bought a jacket online. The AI says the size I needed based on my usual cert purchases. It's arrived and it's huge, and the supplier is charging me to return it.
Outrageous. I've never asked AI to have a look at a t-shirt or a pair of trousers and size them up for me.
I don't want to kick Tracy while she's down, but personally I wouldn't either.
I wouldn't trust AI. AI can't hold a shirt up to the back of your shoulders like your mum used to do when you're school shopping. Tricky says, minor Monday moan, I've missed all the fun during a week off work. One sacked, one handed notice in, one nearly lost their fingers, and another one got punched out. I've missed it all.
I'd venture to say I would be glad that I wasn't at work whilst all that was going on.
Let's hope he's not a pilot.
Feeling for Anne, though, she's got in touch.
Oh, yeah.
Minor Monday moan, television has just packed in.
Oh, that is bad, isn't it?
She's lucky it's not the radio, that's all I'd say.
Yeah, imagine that, huh?
8, 12, 15 for your minor Monday moan, please.
My mum and dad have got the red line of death down the middle of their telly for a bit.
Oh, no.
It's happening. It's happening at some point. I'll keep you posted.
What's your minor Monday moan? Get it off your chest. There's plenty of big stuff going on, but if you get the little stuff gone, you'll feel better for it. Like this text. I went to the pet shop for bird seed and was looking forward to looking at some fish while I was there. They've stopped selling fish and all the tanks were empty.
I thought that was the start of a gag.
No.
Went to the pet shop. Maybe he was caught with his hands in the trill. Yeah. Something like that. Aubergie says, on my milk cartons, why is the little tab on the seal always some kind of decoy? I don't know. Is that a thing? We've never had a milk carton-based moan before on a Monday night. Rock and Gold says, another train with an out-of-order toilet, which is a bit
That's
of a
That's annoying.
It's annoying. We've got Mary Claire on the line there. Mary Claire, what is your Monday moan, please?
So there's a gas leak in my boiler, and my boiler got cut off. But apart from the fact that I've not got any heating or cooking facilities, my new fringe is really greasy and I can't wash my hair.
So you've got a new fringe that's greasy and you're unable to wash it because of your boiler situation. Tell us about your new fringe then, Mary Claire. What are you going for?
It's gorgeous. I'm going for like full Claudia Winkleman dreams.
Oh, I bet you look good in that.
Yeah.
I do.
Could you, in the meantime, whilst you are boilerless with a greasy fringe, would you be able to clip the fringe back and just show a bit of forehead or something?
I'm sure I could, but I do have a forehead like a satellite dish, so it's potentially not the best look.
And now, have you done a deal with your hairdresser where, because the thing is, like, you'll probably want to go and get the fringe cut, but you don't want to pay for a whole haircut. Can you do a deal where they just go and trim it for, like, £2?
I might be able to, but my hairdresser doesn't like my fringe. She says that when a middle-aged woman comes and asks for a fringe, they should just go straight to therapy instead.
God, dear, dear.
There really is a lot to unpack with this situation, isn't there?
There really is. I hope you get your boiler sorted out soon.
Oh, thank you.
It'd be remiss of us not to ask you before we let you go, Mary Claire. Have you got a friend called Jackie?
No.
Little magazine gag for everyone.
I liked it.
Thanks very much. Do call again soon, Mary Claire. Take care.
Bye.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway. Absolute Radio.
As it is Monday, we offer you the weekly chance to have a minor Monday moan. The clue's in the title. Have a moan, but only about the little things. And waiting to do that right now is Becca. Take it away, Becca.
Oh, so it drives me absolutely mad. Why do I get reception on my radio going through Dartford Tunnel, but the minute I hit Hatfield Tunnel, gone? And it's always a good song.
Is it a longer tunnel or is it a deeper tunnel? What do you know anything about these two tunnels?
Dartford Tunnel to me goes under the, is it the Thames? Some big river. And Hatfield Tunnel, let's be honest, it's a big river.
It is.
And Hatfield Tunnel is like not even half the size. And it's got the shopping centre on top, which I'm guessing is the reason. But it drives me mad.
So I can give you some tunnel-based information here, because I know these tunnels well.
I'll go and get a coffee.
The Dartford Tunnel is indeed going right underneath the River Thames. You identified it well. You may have heard of the river. The Hatfield Tunnel does go under the Galleria Shopping Centre. So I have to go under that one quite regularly. I would suggest that that's only around about 25 seconds to go through at 70 miles an hour. So I'd turn it into a game, Becca. And what you should do is enter the tunnel singing the song and see when you come out the other end if you have kept up to time with said song.
That is what I do.
Oh, okay, cool. So
I am already playing the game.
Wow, that's bizarre, isn't it? What a bizarre thing. And you've got a two-tunnel trip every single day, so you go through four tunnel trips every day, to and from work.
Not every day, but at least once a week.
Wow, she's okay. All but a mole.
She's a mole, pretty much a mole.
I'm a mole.
But I tell you what then, Becca, if anyone's listening to this and they've got some explanation, maybe the Hatfield Tunnel, whatever it's called, has got like copper shell casing in it or something like that, get in touch and tell us about it.
Yeah, I'd love to know. It drives me mad.
No matter how many home time shows we do and have under our belt, we can never predict what stuff is going to go off. And there are people falling over themselves with various different reasons as to why that sensation is for Becca. Answers could be on the way.
It's almost like the Hatfield Tunnel is trying to hide something.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? They're trying to keep like a lid on what's going on down
there.
Exactly
that.
You know, it's a little bit like the X-Files in many ways. Trying to get to the bottom of this. I've never been through the Hatfield Tunnel. Is it a good tunnel as tunnels go?
As tunnels go, it's short. It's got a shopping centre above it.
Imagine that. Like I said to her on the call, what a trip to work. Two different tunnels in one morning.
Yeah.
What a start. Sarah M says, RE the tunnels. Dartford has signal boosters for safety reasons, as due to length, you need to be able to communicate with drivers in an emergency, whereas the other tunnel, a bit of a slight there, I think, on Hatfield, where the other tunnel's very short and doesn't require safety features.
An interesting point from Sarah M, but doesn't really deal with the whole why she can still listen to the radio.
Because Becca just wants to listen to Absolute Radio, her favourite radio station.
Nigel says the Dartford Tunnel has a leaky feeder. And I'm guessing...
What is that? That's not a real thing.
And I'm guessing the Hatfield one doesn't.
Always a Nigel, isn't there?
It's always a Nigel. Do we open the leaky feeder debate? I'm not sure we do.
Should we press the button on it?
Let's do it.
Absolute Radio.
Absolute Radio. The Daily Takeaway.
You head home with us, you wake up with the Dave Barry Breakfast Show, and this morning you woke up with Dave Grohl and the Foo Fighters on the show, chatting with Dave about their brand new single, Your Favourite Toy, and their forthcoming album of the same name, and their 2026 tour, which includes huge dates at Anfield this June. You can listen on demand in our Rayo app right now, or watch it on the Absolute Radio YouTube channel. Dave enjoying the chat, although minus Pat Smear, who, Dave, set the record straight as to what was going on.
Pat's doing well. He broke his leg.
Yes, I know.
Gardening.
How does one break their leg gardening? Was it like
stream gardening? I think pulling weeds and having to step over a low fence, like maybe a dog fence. And he got his leg caught in the fence and fell, and it snapped his leg.
I mean, obviously, we send our love to Pat Smear.
We
wish him a speedy recovery. But for one of the greatest guitarists in rock and roll fall over a low dog fence is pretty bad, isn't it? It's got us thinking, though. You know, we were having a little chat about it before the show started. Seems like gardens are quite a nightmare place for people having injuries. If you were a regular watching a Holby City or Casualty, yes. I'd say 80% of the preamble and the setups were in gardens.
Think about all of the cartoons that you've seen where someone's trod on a rake.
Yes.
And it's gone up and smacked them in the face.
Well, I mean, for me, I mean, I'll be honest with you, I don't think I've ever had, up until this point, an accident in the garden. But I was so petrified of doing that thing where, you know, when you mow in the lawn, you've got like a plugged-in lawnmower.
Yeah.
That whole bit about putting it over your right shoulder.
Yeah.
And I was whipping the wire around, like watching Morrissey on stage the whole time, that I've swapped it up and got a petrol lawnmower.
Oh,
no,
really?
No, I don't have to worry about it.
Oh,
do you know
well,
what
there
mean?
You go.
Have you ever had a little injury in the garden?
Once again, thankful that I've never had a catastrophic injury. I remember when I was reseeding my lawn, uh-huh. I did get a very nasty blister on my hand with the use of the hoe. But other than that, I don't think I've suffered anything too bad.
I do remember you telling me that was the reason why you had that.
That was it, yes.
Okay, well, listen, if you have injured yourself in the garden, dear listeners, we head to you, 8, 12, 15, your stories, please, and maybe it will cheer Pat Smear up.
Anthony broke his femur whilst planting some flowers.
Oh, my gosh.
How?
Is it bad that I don't really know what a femur is?
I think it's in your leg, isn't it?
I don't know.
Is it in your leg?
Producer Nick says yes. Yeah. John Hopkins says, he sounds like a witch finder general from the olden days. He says, I once threw a patio chair in anger in our back garden when West Brom beat Swansea City in the second leg of the second division playoff semi-final in 1993, thus rupturing some stitches from a recent appendectomy. Not my finest hour.
I'm not going to class that as a gardening injury.
It kind of was out the back, but it's 50-50. There's some horrific stuff coming into the show. We've been quite bowled over. This person here says, I once stood on a rake that wasn't the worst of it. After trying to walk on it for a day, I finally went to A&E and I got a sadistic nurse whose form of treatment was to stick the plastic end of an intravenous drip inside the wound to flush out the infection. The gas and air wasn't bad enough, though.
Ooh.
As our producer Nick tries to have a Massaman curry during the final part of the show, pushes it him away from him.
Christy was in Weston-super-Mare mowing Grandad's lawn. The mower blade snapped and flew off, cutting her across the shin.
Oh. My name's Donna, says this text. I fell on the concrete slabs in my back garden, running away from a bee. I broke two fingers.
I'm not sure, once again, on a technicality, that is a gardening injury.
Donna, you're right to reply. You have 5 minutes.
And I'm not sure that Brad, the husband, is being that sympathetic here. My wife was off sick with Achilles tendonitis and was supposed to be resting up. But she spied with her bored little eye that the garden was getting a bit overgrown, so proceeded to use the strimmer to get rid of the weeds, only to strim her foot while wearing flip-flops.
Oh, dearie me, that is bad, isn't it? These are bad. These are eye-watering. But I think, like I said, cheering Pat Smear up a little bit.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Absolute Radio.
So there's the show. Hope you enjoyed. Just to return to what we were talking about earlier on, just to put it out there, because we could return to this at some point. If you've got a teenager and they have unusual eating patterns in that they might eat super healthy or have a penchant for a particular thing, like your eldest lad with his super noodles, get in touch and tell us about it now. Hometime at absoluteradio.co.uk, because you can bet your bottom dollar we'll do a show about it.